Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And if you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. So in this episode, I cannot believe it's already been 4 weeks since my last episode. And so life has been busy, as maybe I've mentioned in previous episodes that since January, I have begun 3 businesses, and, you know, it's been phenomenal. And, you know, the words, careful what you ask for or wish for, kind of crept in, but that doesn't feel like truth to me, because when I ask, I expect that everything is going to serve me in a level of purpose and joy. And truly, it's like, when I'm asking for something, I'm trusting that the universe also knows, I would say deep within me, all of my true desires. And at the same time, we also, every choice that we make creates something in our life. And when I ask for things and they show up and it's exciting to me, I choose them. And nothing's in stone either. So you choose them until you no longer choose them. And so for right now, I'm on this beautiful, amazing journey. And I don't know where it's going to lead. But so far, I've met some really beautiful women, some amazing souls. And I just kind of keep following along. And so I'm not sure what today's episode was all about. I just have been kind of feeling pulled and called all day to do an episode and reach out and speak to all of you in whatever is on my heart and whatever kind of comes through as I'm speaking. And so what's interesting is as I ask and things show up and then I choose, it's really, truly magical when you learn to let go and you learn to just trust that process. But also as things show up, because there were things showing up too that I didn't ask for. However, when you are stepping into something greater, sometimes the things that are no longer aligned have to fall away. And so some of that happened too. And so it was really uncomfortable. And at the same time, it's, you know what? All you can do is focus on you. And, you know, as the people in your life maybe fall away that aren't aligned, you just have to trust that process too. And, you know, hold yourself in integrity and honesty and truth. And there's not much more you can do. We can't control the choices and actions of others. All we can do is focus on what we're working on and what we're choosing and, you know, who we're being. And so through that process, it really showed me that, you know what, I know who I am, I know what I stand for, and not everyone's going to align with that. And that's actually okay. And so it has been quite the intense, 4 months now since January, but truly it has been rewarding and amazing. And so, you know, as we step into bigger and greater asks, which is what I did in January, I thought, you know what, I can't keep doing the same things expecting a different result. I have to. If I'm really going to step into what I'm creating in my life, I can't remain the same person. And so it's being aware of what those old stories are and those old limiting beliefs and even the things that you're choosing in your day-to-day life. And you know what? That includes everything, all areas of your life. And you've heard me say this before. And if you're new to my podcast, this is maybe the first time you've heard it, but you know what? We have the major key areas in our life, and that is health, relationships, and finance. And truly, you can't separate them as much as you would like to. There's no such thing as a peeing section in a pool. And so energetically, if one of those key areas in your life is, you know, really something that you're not happy with or you're struggling with or is affecting you, you better believe that it's affecting all of the other areas of your life. And so for myself, health has been a big, kind of a big thing. And it's through the choices that I'm making in my diet and my exercise that I know I have to, you know, make different choices. So I've had a lot of food sensitivities, and so I've had to make major changes to my diet, and I'm working on that. I do believe it has to do with gut health. And you know what? Also at the same time, I'm just trusting that I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. And you know, if there's more information that I require in order to heal and repair or restore my gut health, then those pieces of information will show up when they are meant to. Because I keep asking my body to show me what it requires for optimal health. And I think that's honestly why these three businesses showed up, because they all fit. They all fit with everything that I am asking for, that I am focusing on. And so the other thing that I've been doing is I know that I've been lacking in exercise. And you know, when you live up here in the north where it's cold and it's hard to go outside, and you know, you can, it's easier to make all the excuses. You know, I've made some choices around making sure that I get in my daily exercise. So today was day three of that. And it feels really good. It feels really good to make that a priority in my life. And then also just the changes that I've been making to my diet and just being more diligent in reading labels. But you know what? You don't need to read labels when you're eating whole foods. And so that's the other part of my commitment, is just eating less processed foods or foods that come from the grocery store in a package, and more preparing, you know, vegetables, eating more fruit, not a lot of fruit, but a little bit. And then of course my protein. And so those are the things that I'm kind of focusing on and trying to align with. And so what I've noticed is that my diet based on my gut health is really impacting my mental health and my brain's ability to be sharp, to process, but also it affects my moods. And so maybe you've been wondering that too, or questioning those things. And even depression can be linked to your gut health and the foods that you are choosing to eat. And sugar and grains are actually really bad ones that can cause, and depending on how I guess healthy your gut health is, can really impact inflammation in the brain. So if you have leaky gut, then likely you have things crossing the blood-brain barrier and could be causing inflammation in the brain, and therefore altering your brain's ability to be at its optimal health. So those are some things that I've noticed. So I'm really working on that to help, you know, lift the brain fog, bring back the mental clarity. But also what I've noticed is just, it's almost like it's a mood disorder. And so for me, it's corn, wheat, sugar, and soy. Those are the four majors that really, really impact me and cause inflammation in my body, and even more so in my brain. And like, I can go from being happy, in a good mood, and if I have, I call it being poisoned, a contamination, soy is probably one of the worst ones. It will switch my mood like almost instantly, because it causes inflammation in my brain. And it's not fun. It's not fun all of a sudden being cranky and moody and irritated. And that's exactly what happens. So that is what inflammation does in the body. It's an irritation. And that's where all disease comes from. Dis-ease in the body is caused by inflammation. And so what is that? You know, is it emotional? Is it environmental? Or is it diet related? So that's why it's so important to make sure that we are balanced in all of those areas. Balanced in relationship, because, you know, if you have toxic relationships, that causes stress, and stress raises cortisol levels, and then that causes inflammation in the body. So there's many factors. So that's why it's really, really important to keep a good balance in your life, to make sure that you have healthy, positive relationships, that you are surrounding yourself with people who are supportive and non-toxic. And, you know, sometimes it's really challenging when we have family members maybe that are toxic to us. But I am going to say that ultimately it comes down to you and the choices that you are making. And I've had to create boundaries with certain people in my life. And through the past 3 years, a lot of those relationships have actually totally completely fallen away. And that's okay. You know, and it doesn't mean that I don't care about those people or love those people. However, the choices that they're making is what works for them, but also those choices don't work for me. So that may sound a little bit harsh, maybe a little bit critical, but ultimately in the end, if there's constant conflict, then that is impacting you, whether you like it or not, because at the foundation of life, everything is simply energy, and we have to remember that. And so another thing that I've been using as a tool, and you've probably seen the titles of the 3D, 5D, but a lot of times when we're pulled into the 3D, which is the lower vibrations of the 3D world, where it's all the negative emotions and the drama and life being hard, there's a big difference. And that's almost like being down in the valley. And so when you're down in the valley, all you see is kind of what's ahead of you and what's down on the ground. And so it's a lot harder to get a better perspective versus when you're up on the cliff and you can see everything kind of happening all at once rather than just being in the midst of it. And so that's how I see the difference between 3D reality and 5D. And so you might be wondering, what is she talking about, 3D, 5D? Like, that makes no sense to me. And, you know, that's kind of how I was for a number of years. But I didn't realize that I was already doing it and living it. It's just I didn't have words for it. And so when you go to the 5D or the fifth dimension, what that is just it's a higher vibrational frequency. When you say, what does this look like in the fifth dimension, your energy shifts. Okay, so when I'm going through things in my life, I oftentimes will get pulled into the third dimension because that's where most people on this planet are functioning from. But when I ask, what does this look like in the fifth dimension, all of a sudden my vibrational frequency rises, my vibrational frequency actually changes, and I get a different perspective. It's almost like zooming out so you can see all the moving parts rather than just being zoomed in on, and a lot of times it's on all of the negative pieces or negative aspects of a situation. But when you zoom out, it's like, oh my gosh, look at all these possibilities. And then all of a sudden you start to see and you get a different perspective even of the other people involved in the situation and how they might be seeing or viewing things. And again, it's all just a choice. We can't control what other people are doing. We can only control how we react, how we see things, and what we choose. And so in this moment right now, you're choosing to listen to this podcast. You can also choose to be happy or you can choose to be sad. And, you know, even in a situation where it's like, but that is sad. Well, is it, or are you just judging it as that? And so sometimes you have to ask questions because you can't see all of the moving parts and all of the pieces. And so sometimes I will say, okay, you know, I've been watching the National Citizens Inquiry and hearing people's stories of injuries and, you know, trauma and experiences from the last 3 years. And if we feel sorry for people, that's disempowering. We can have compassion for them. But a lot of times what I'll say is, you know, what's right about it? Because truly that is where the magic is. And when we ask what's right about it, then we get to see a different perspective. We get shown a different perspective because we're asking. When you ask to see, like I'll say, what's right about this that I'm not getting or seeing, I will get shown other aspects that I maybe wouldn't have otherwise seen if I was just zoomed in and focused on my version or my judgments of the situation. And instead, I'm asking for the whole picture. So there's many different ways to go about it, but one of my favorites probably is actually asking what does this look like in the 5D. So there's kind of some tools for you, and you know, don't underestimate how powerful we are. And remembering that everything at its foundation is just energy. And so maybe we just need to shift what we're looking at or how we're looking at a situation. But when we ask to go to the fifth dimension, what we can do is zoom out and we can see the bigger picture so that we have more clarity in the choices that we are making. And then as we move forward, we have greater ease. So I've kind of been in the space of, because I have three new businesses, it's like, okay, what do I focus on? And so each day I'm just kind of in the space of, you know, where am I being called to right now? And then I just kind of follow the energy of that. And so I'll make a Facebook post, or, you know, I'll get guided to, okay, maybe reach out to this person or that person, or someone will pop into my head. And so it's actually really fun when you're kind of creating from this space of possibility. And, you know, I'm acknowledging that this is right now, this is what my purpose is, and I'm having fun with it. And I'm building three businesses that will produce and do produce residual income. So I put the time in now, but down the road, if I want to take some time off, I continue to get paid even though I'm not necessarily working the business, because then I have other people on my team. And then as those people kind of, you know, add people to their team, then it just grows, and then you have that residual income. So the products, I mean, for me, first and foremost, if it's not a good product and doesn't get results, I can't be bothered. And so when you build a business of integrity and of quality, the rest just takes care of itself. If people take a product and they feel different and it improves their life, then of course they're going to stick with it. And I can't be bothered to waste my time trying to convince others to try something that is not going to get results. So that's kind of what's shown up in my life. And if you're curious and you want to know the question that I asked, this was back in January, and I asked, how did it go? Something along the lines of, how can I succeed beyond my wildest dreams while helping others succeed along with me? That is what I asked. And so I did not have these three businesses in mind whatsoever. It was just a general question of, like, where am I being called? What is my purpose? And, you know, how can I help others? And health has always been a big one. And so two of those businesses are products around helping people with their health. And they are transformative and life-changing products. So what's not to love about that? And then the other one has to do with finances. And I am learning so much, and it's really just very cool. Very, very cool how things show up and not how you think. And so that is what I asked, and that's what showed up. And I chose all three of them, and I'm loving every bit of it. It is a challenge to keep the balance. And so I am aware, but the cool thing is when it's your own business, you put in the time that you want to put in. And, you know, if you want to pick one and go great guns and go full time, then you can do that. And so you just never know. Ask and ye shall receive, because you just never know what's going to show up for you. So remember, you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. So keep on keeping on, and know that you are amazing. And as I said, everything is simply energy. If something isn't working for you, you can absolutely change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.